Hello, friend. This is John Brewer, founder of Foundational Journey Institute, and I want to welcome to the first action of 7 Actions to a New and Happier You. You're going to be excited about this one because this is the process that actually starts you down the path to becoming a happier. Hello, friend. This is John Brewer, founder of Foundational Journey Institute. And today we're going to talk about the first action of the 7 actions to a new and happier you. Have you ever heard the phrase, fake it till you make it? Well, there's a concept that we're going to cover in this called creating an alter ego. The alter ego is not necessarily you faking your way to success. I personally don't believe in the fake it till you make it phrase itself, but the concept behind it is what the alter ego is all about. Now, alter ego is kind of like, you know, Superman and Clark Kent. And we think, okay, well, the alter ego is Clark Kent and Superman is who he really is. But the truth of the matter is they're both the same person. It's just in different situations, he is a different He personifies something different. And that's the same thing that we're going to talk about here. We're going to help you figure out who you need to be a happier you. And so what we're going to do is we're going to create an alter ego that not only helps you to identify the qualities and behaviors that you want to adopt, but makes them more tangible. Because we have this concept in our mind of, this is who I am when I'm happy. I'm a happier person like this. But when people try to describe that, they have a difficult time doing it. And what we're going to do here is we're going to help you put it in a tangible aspect so you can say, hey, you know what? If I want to be a happier person, I need to do X, Y, and Z. And that's what you can base that alter ego off of. Now, the alter ego also means it's the other I in the sense of it's a trusted twin or friend that you're relying upon. The goal of creating an alter ego is to gradually ease out of your current present self into a new self, which already exists within you. If you think about a college student, the college student is studying a particular degree, a particular vocation. And then when they go out into the work market, they apply for those jobs and then they get a job based off of that degree. Well, they're going from a student environment, student ego personification into an employee personification. And so there's expectations that they're going to need to have, and they need to step into those. And that's what we're kind of describing here is that alter ego is that second personification that you're going to step into. And we're just going to go through here real quick. There's 5 steps that we're going to talk about in order to create this alter ego. The first one is we're going to make a list of role models of people that we want to personify or have attributes that we want to personify. We're going to analyze those role models and figure out which one or which behaviors best personify what we want. And then we're going to choose one. All right. We're going to borrow what we see them doing, how they're doing it. And we're going to use that same thing in our lives. We're going to make it our own. We're not going to mimic. We're going to borrow. And then you're going to visualize yourself doing what your role model does. So let's talk about finding a role model. You create your alter ego by drawing on many people that you admire or someone that inspires you. You can also draw on childhood idols, such as a special teacher or an older sibling. Now, James Bond, minus the superhuman stunts and shootouts, can be a good alter ego if you aspire to be a calm, collected, and purposeful person. So notice James Bond is the ego, the alter ego, but the attributes that you're wanting to pull from him is calm, collected, and purposeful. So those 3 attributes are what you're actually trying to incorporate. So then you analyze your model. How would they behave in a certain crisis or an emergency? What type of people would they surround themselves? What would their habits be? How would they structure their day? How would they deal with difficult people? So these questions are you're taking that alter ego, that role model, and saying, okay, how would they do these things? And then those are the other attributes that kind of make it a tangible aspect to step into. Don't confuse yourself by picking more than one role model or combining traits from different people. If you look at the biblical aspect of you can't serve two masters, really what you're wanting to do is when you find an attribute that you're wanting to incorporate into who you are, trying to pull from multiple people and trying to emulate two different people or more actually causes problems. So what you want to do is see the trait, look at how they're doing it, distill it down to what are things that feel comfortable and right for you based off that trait, and then act upon those things. It might be hard to make a choice, but make sure you just pick that one person whose qualities resonate the most with you. And then the borrow and don't mimic. You don't copy your chosen role model or mimic their dress, speech, or gestures. You're wanting to be authentic with who you are. The goal isn't to become a clone of someone else, but to develop your own uniqueness. You identify those qualities that you want to adopt as part of your future self, which is a better version of the current you and not somebody else. Okay. Again, you're going to take those attributes, distill down what make up that attribute, and then that's what you're going to do. Visualize yourself as your role model. You're going to spend a week just thinking about it. Once you've got it all done, you're saying, okay, this is what I want. Just visualize yourself on a daily basis being that person. You visualize the different scenarios that you encounter on a normal basis and how your alter ego would act. Now, this, I want to give an example. If you look at Olympians, when they're preparing for the actual Olympics, they will mentally visualize the different scenarios that they're encountering, not only in the physical training aspect, but then also the mental aspect. A good example of this is the movie Cool Runnings with John Candy. It's about the Jamaican bobsled team, and he had them sitting in a bathtub, and they physically were rocking back and forth in the bathtub based off of the turn in the slalom that they were actually going to do. That's the same thing that you're going to do here. You're going to think of a situation and say, okay, how should I act in that situation? And then mentally watch yourself do it. Your mind does not know that your body is not actually doing that thing. It thinks, well, he's thinking it, so therefore he's doing it. And so therefore your mind, your subconscious mind, then starts reprogramming itself to act based on the new information that you're giving it. You focus on how you would bring all your new qualities to everything that you're doing. That is the most powerful thing you can do. Once you understand the attributes that you want and you start visualizing it, that very next week, so basically week number two, you're going to start stepping into that alter ego. You're going to start saying, you know what? This situation is going to come up again and again. How do I want to act? And then once you've visualize that, then you start taking action upon it. Now, I want to give you some proper expectations of these action steps. You're going to choose one of these actions and you're going to start implementing it today or tomorrow if you're reading this late at night. Just taking action is an action in and of itself, okay? Small gradual changes will be seen within the week. You're probably going to notice that first time you may actually stumble. You may make a mistake. Don't worry about it. The whole point is to step into the alter ego, step into who you want to be. Dramatic changes are going to be seen within 60 days. The mindset of the new you will have become automatic within those 60 days. Patience is your number one ally. Consistency is your number two ally. It took you however many years old you are to get into the situation that you're in. Change is going to take time and effort. Now, if you're wanting to unlock your personal transformation to the new you, and you want to take that to your new level, to the next level, remember that going to foundationaljourneyinstitute.com, unlocking-personal-transformation, you're going to actually get access to the ebook that I created on how to unlock a better personal transformation, embracing the change to shape your future. And I really would love you to take advantage of that, because in it, you're going to have some habits that are going to help you unlock a better personal transformation. And there's going to be tips in there to help you even do more. And I want to thank you and honor you for going through this video, and see you in the next one.